Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Lions play Washington on Sunday, Michigan to Michigan State with the weekend off. Other interesting games. It's going to be a fascinating college football weekend. In my opinion, I think it's going to be a really good one. But with that said, Lions are on the marquee today. And Scott, I want to ask the people, like, what's this game or who is this game about? Like, we're talking about a team that I think some people view of it right now that they're in crisis mode. That this is a team that is in crisis mode. And I think others just want to see them right the ship and aren't, like, panicked about it. But wherever you are, and whoever, you know, whatever you believe, who or what do you think this game is about? So it could be about one person that you think needs to step up. It could be about one thing you want to see. It could be about one position group. But who or what do you think this game is really about? 248-539-9797. And Gator, I don't think that typically you and I are prone to wild emotional swings. And I think we try not to overreact to what our eyes saw last. Nobody thinks they're overreacting. I think most people think they are reacting appropriately, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, having authentic and genuine feelings. But I will tell you, I got a feeling that this is a very important game for John Morton, the offensive coordinator. As I've taken in the feedback from out of Allen Park as this week has gone on, and look back at the game, listen to what the players have said, listen to what the offensive coordinator has said. As I take all this information in, and yesterday the coordinators met with the media, I walked away thinking that this is a big game for John Morton. I walked away thinking, and I'm not saying he can't get the job done, I think it's important for John Morton that they go out and they run the football, and they put up 30-plus points. Wouldn't be a bad weekend to put up a 50-burger either. I think everybody needs it. I think John Morton really needs it. And do I think he can get it done? Yeah, I think he can get it done. I think he could have the answers. But in the feedback that has come out of Allen Park, and then the conversations I've had off the air, I think it's an important game for John Morton.
I understand that. And see, I think the problems they're having are, it's more specific to the offensive line. I might say it's more on Hank Fraley than it is on John Morton, but I understand what you're saying. But if the offensive line can't get it together, that's a massive problem. And yet I also want to give him a break because I understand. You don't have Frank Ragnow at center, and now you don't have Chris Mahogany at left guard, and you may or may not have Taylor Decker at left tackle. And it's been a struggle this season because Decker has missed a couple of games. So I understand, and it's going to take a little bit of time here, but, I mean, we're running out of time. We're starting the approach into the second half of the season, and we might see some new faces on the offensive line. We're definitely going to see a new one at left guard in Awosika. But he has played left guard before. But, I would say it's, you know, if you have a problem specifically with an offensive line, then I think it's more an offensive line coach issue. And I'm not blaming Hank Fraley.
Right, right.
I think Hank Fraley's great. But I think this is where he's really got to coach these guys up and make sure that they're on the same page. I don't know if that's the coordinator's job or if that's the line coach's job.
I mean, I think when you show up on Sundays, you have a game plan, and sometimes your game plan doesn't work. And, you know, more often than not, it better, or you won't be doing that job for very long. And I'm comfortable in thinking that I think the Lions maybe got out-schemed a little bit this past Sunday. But what now has been shown on film, what Minnesota did, others will try and duplicate. And, you know, I usually think it's, and I subscribe to the rule that it's more about the Jimmys and Joes than the X's and O's, but that doesn't mean X's and O's aren't important. And Dan Campbell said this week that it's, you know, we can fix this. And others have said it. But if you are shorthanded or deficient in an area, you have to find a way to work around that. You have to find a way to either help out that, like, help out if it's a position group, if it's an area, like that. When I say area, I mean, if there's a problem with the interior of the offensive line, you need to find a way to address that. And, you know, there's a lot of comparisons. I don't expect, well, let me put it to you like this. I think if Ben Johnson were the offensive coordinator right now, I think he would have some challenges that he didn't have last year because Ragnow is gone. There are injuries up there. There's an experience up there. And so I'm not holding up John Morton, the new offensive coordinator, to the Ben Johnson 2024 Lions standard. I don't think that's fair. But I do think it's an important game for the offensive coordinator and the offensive staff, but the coordinator's in charge of that, to show that they can respond to whatever Minnesota did that Washington would be wise to try and mimic, right?
Yeah, I think another reason I'll throw it more at the feet of Hank Fraley. Hank Fraley is also in his job description. It's not only offensive line coach, it's also run game coordinator. And the running game has not been as good for the Lions this season on a whole. Now, they've had a couple of, and it was against Tampa Bay. That's when Jahmyr Gibbs went off and had the big game. Mm-hmm. Montgomery had 150 yards, I think, rushing in one game. But beyond that, it's been a little bit of a struggle. They're averaging 4.4 yards per carry, which feels like it's not enough. They have 1,000 yards rushing on the season in eight games, which is, I think, well below the 150 yards per game that they were averaging previously. So that's another area of the game that's got to get better. And that's everything up front. That's blocking up front.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's important to point out this is not a crisis. The Lions are second in the NFL in points per game, and they have no defensive touchdowns this year.
You were asking about specific to this game on Sunday.
Yep.
Who's this an important game for? And that's why, look, I'm not being hypercritical of these guys. I think this is an area.
I think it's
clearly
important for them to have good days. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Who is this game, or what is this game about to you? 248-539-9797. Jim in Lake Orion. Hi, Jim.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, to me, this game is about what I said at the beginning of the season, and nobody was ready to hear it. Losing Ragnow, especially on the eve of training camp, was going to prove to be very problematic, if not devastated, especially if there's injuries. That's where we're at now. And in fairness to a coaching staff that has shown it can handle success and build something great, I think all evaluations on them are frozen right now. Because what made that offense great was the offensive line. They could hit you a million different ways. The linebacker, you were getting to the second level. David Montgomery looks like a much different back. That's all gone. It's been gone minus one game against the Bears for the whole season. Now with at least four or five guys significantly injured plus depth, it's going to be rough. They may get by this week here, but it's going to be rough. And what happened against Minnesota reminds me of what Jeff Fisher did to the Lions in 95. He slowed them down. He still lost the game, but he gave the template for the Eagles to decimate them in the playoffs. And a team with the talent is going to be able to do what Minnesota did to the Lions for the rest of the year.
Well, sorry, go ahead, Gator.
I'm not sure if that's fair. The Eagles, when they dismantled the Lions in the playoffs, the Lions scored, I think, 40 points and still got outscored by 20 or something. It was a crazy game. The Eagles offense was ridiculous against the Lions defense. I don't know if it was so much of a Lions lack of offense.
It was a bunch of turnovers, though. It was a bunch of turnovers because of pressure.
Well, Jim, as much as you deserve your due, you weren't the only one worried about Frank Reich. and yeah, I don't know if everything's frozen. Like I think it's fair to judge them, but I'm not. I don't think it's fair to hold them up to the standard last year because the Jimmys and Joes aren't as good. The roster offensively isn't as good without Frank Reich. Now, there are still other ways to find to move the football and win. And they still have the second highest scoring offense in the NFL. Not a crisis, but important, I think, that they go out and have a good game against a depleted defense and a defense that hasn't been that good. Greg in Westland. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Hey, Greg, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, my main thing is, like, the coordinators, like, some of the – you know what's different, too? All the teams are doing trick plays. All the teams are going for fourth down. We haven't done any of those things. And I know that there is a new coordinators, but I think they need to know how to adjust. I think that's one of the problems with our coordinators. They do not adjust to the situation. It stays the same because our offense is so dry. You know, it used to be running, you know, we didn't have any issues. And they need to come up with something different. I know they're new and everything, but you got some of the greatest players.
What do you mean the offense is dry?
It's dry because the running game is dead. The running game does not seem to be what it used to be. Whether it's the blocking, I don't know what you want to call it. But
they have a top 10 rushing attack in the NFL. It's not as good as it was a year ago.
It's not dead. But it's nowhere near where it was.
The previous caller said it's completely gone, and you just said it was dead. It's still a top 10 rushing attack in the NFL.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you know, the numbers say something, but the play doesn't help. It doesn't help the way we're playing sometimes because they have the fastest guy probably in football, Jahmyr Gibbs. He stands there and waits for the ball to be handed to him. In the meantime, the defense watches the ball being handed off. So they're not setting up things. You know, I was expecting them to fool people. You got to make people think you're doing this, but you do that. They're not doing that
Greg,
anymore.
Greg, I would say this. I tend to agree with you with the running game. I don't think it's dead, but it's not as effective as it has been. And, yes, they've had a couple of games. They put up some big totals, but – by and large, it doesn't look like I don't have anywhere near as much confidence as I used to. If it's third and two, that they can hand it off and get the first down. It's been different. They had a lot of tackles for loss this year.
It's not as good as it was.
No.
As far as Jahmyr Gibbs standing there and waiting for I'm not trying to be a running back coach, but it's worked for him in the past. And it can work again. But I think it's an important game. Here's the other. I don't know the answers. Not a coach. Never coach football. Look at the results and tell you it doesn't look the same. It's not as good. Now, can they still win in a big way? Yeah, I think the defense is better. And they still have a ton of playmakers. And we're bitching about the second highest scoring offense in the NFL that hasn't, it hasn't looked as good in recent weeks against some better opponents. This is not a better opponent. This doesn't prove anything other than, hey, they can still do it against a bad team, which would be a good sign. It doesn't mean they're ready to roll necessarily. I'll feel that way if they have a good offensive game against Philly the next week. It's Carson Anderson. What's this game about, in your opinion? Who is it about? Who needs to step up? What needs to be better? What are you looking for Sunday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.